A showdown on Capitol Hill over drug prices. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Senior executives of seven big pharmaceutical companies are getting ready for a grilling on Capitol Hill today over high drug prices. They'll go before the Senate Finance Committee, where both Democrats and Republicans have said they will be demanding answers over the rising costs of prescription drugs. Marketplace's Erica Barris has more.
High drug prices are a perennial issue. Boston physician Aaron Kesselheim says they're getting renewed attention because
a lot of patients may have insurance plans that expose patients to more of a fraction of the pharmaceutical costs due to cost sharing and deductible plans.
Drug prices are increasing at nearly 10 times the rate of inflation, according to a report by another Senate committee. One of the first questions lawmakers are likely to ask the executives is why. Rachel Sachs researches drug prices at Washington University in St. Louis. She says the answer is complicated.
It's hard for providers and patients and policymakers to know who is causing the real problems.
Sachs says insurers and retailers can negotiate prices, and she expects to hear executives shift the blame to them.
And to argue that high prices are necessary to sustain the innovative new drugs that they're providing.
And Sachs expects them to use that argument to defend their efforts to delay the introduction of generic drugs. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. The FTSE in London is down 1.2%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are down in the 3 to 5/10% range, with the Dow future down 125 points. The 10-year Treasury yield is at 2.66%. Home Depot reported earnings and sales for the fourth quarter. Revenue rose 11% from a year ago, but that was not as good as analysts expected. The company has been trying to innovate, investing in e-commerce and in a startup aiming to speed up delivery in a unique way. Marketplace's Ben Bradford reports.
Home Depot already has its own fleet of delivery trucks, but should you order a set of screwdrivers, they might come to you in the back of someone's Honda Civic. Home Depot has partnered with and now invested in the app Roadie, basically an Uber for package delivery. Jamie Katz at Morningstar says that makes sense.
If you think about, you know, a certain light bulb for a fixture, an extra pail of paint, something like that, that could easily fit in the backseat of a car and it can easily be delivered.
Owning trucks is expensive. Analyst Alvaro Lacayo at G.Research says retailers see third-party apps as a way to expand their delivery reach with less investment.
You compete on price, you compete on breadth and depth of assortment, and you compete on speed of delivery.
Walmart also has deals with Roadie and other delivery apps, but analysts say fast delivery is especially important for stores like Home Depot. Many of its customers are contractors who may be waiting on a pail of paint to finish one job and move on to the next. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.
We recently heard from Fran in New York, New York, who wanted to let us know that she appreciates Marketplace's in-depth reporting and that we help her better understand the economic and political issues of the day. To join Fran in supporting trustworthy, objective journalism, donate online at marketplace.org. Thanks to all the Marketplace investors who make our work possible.
It is bar exam time for recent law school grads. The tests are being held all over the country today and tomorrow. Passing the bar is, of course, crucial to working in most legal jobs. But even with bar passage, many people entering the legal profession will do so with a staggering amount of debt and will face difficulty paying it off. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is here to talk about it. Good morning, Mitchell.
Hi, Sabri. Good to be here.
So, you know, a law degree is something that many people would consider, would have assumed to be a fast track to getting out of student debt. What have you found?
Well, it's not the case. Basically, it comes down to their tuition has been soaring and their student debt has as well. And the job market is relatively stagnant for new lawyers. Kyle McEntee laid this out for me. He graduated Vanderbilt Law School in 2011, and he was so frustrated with the situation that he faced that he co-founded a group called Law School Transparency.
Tuition has been increasing in far excess of inflation since the mid-80s, and salaries have not kept up. So at private law schools, it's nearly three times as expensive in 2018 as it was in 1985 after adjusting for inflation. And at public schools, it's nearly six times as expensive.
And, you know, meanwhile, there are fewer of the best paying new jobs for lawyers. You can blame that in part on competition from new legal services and smartphone apps and things that don't require as many lawyers in offices.
Well, how much debt are we talking about that these grads are taking on?
Well, the average law school student who borrows, and about 3 in 4 law students do, graduates with $116,000 in student debt.
How is it that law schools keep taking in students, charging them very steep tuition, and then delivering them into a world where they can't pay it back? I mean, how does that continue to go on?
Well, enrollment is down, and that is partly because some of the law schools that were really kind of bottom feeders, you know, admitting students, loading them with tuition and debt, some of the for-profit schools have either closed or are in trouble with the ABA and are really having to clean up their act. And it's also really important for prospective law students to do their homework. I heard this from Sonia Russo. She graduated law school in 2013, and she's working for a judge in New Mexico.
I have a bunch of friends that tell people, do not apply to law school. Like, is there anything else that you would like to study? I love being a lawyer. What I tell people is be smart. Pay attention to the kind of debt that you're taking on, what the job numbers are, you know, and just do your homework.
And the American Bar Association has put new requirements on law schools that they post this information about how many students pass the bar, what kinds of legal job success rates they have for prospective students.
Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
If you've been looking for a beer to go with your cereal and Saturday morning cartoons, well, your journey has come to an end. The Virginia Brewing Company is releasing a beer called Saturday Morning, brewed with marshmallows, and whose label basically looks like a Lucky Charms box. Its slogan is magically ridiculous. The brewery says it's not marketing to children. It is available only in Virginia. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.